Good morning to you. How are you this wet and windy Tuesday morning? And what awful weather it is outside. Many moons ago, on a Sunday morning, I remember waking up to the sounds of wakey wakey! Things have changed just a little bit since those days. This is what they do now. 22 minutes away from 9, and a very good morning to you. How are you, darlings? Leaving for work. Are you driving there or walking? Are you getting soaked? Talking to somebody yesterday whose kids are at school, and they say the school teachers are going on strike around lunchtime. By the time you've got to school, is it worth drying yourself out to come home? That's the question. I bet there'll be a lot of support for that. Wham, of course, and our friend George. Now, I was thinking on the way here, in fact, I thought, what did I think? I thought, can you imagine, in years to come, you know how people, I mean, when I was sort of born, right about the time I was born, there were a lot of film stars, and consequently, there are an awful lot of people my age that have now got film stars' names. Now I know I'm going to upset somebody, but I know that sort of 18 months, 2 years ago, if you'd gone to a christening, you know, and they said, what are you going to call a baby? And they turn around, George Frederick, George this, George that. Then there'd have been one or two horrified looks saying, good God, fancy calling that kid George. But can you imagine? I think in about 17 years' time, there are going to be an awful lot of people going around with the name George.
It's Sunshine with Steve Scott on 299.
Sunshine Radio.
Thinking of warmer places. Just arranged my late summer's holiday after the States. to be going in October. I got a feeling I'm going to have a good time. 18 away from 9. From 1978, Patrick Gervais, and I Love America. 8:45, that means 15 away from 9, and if you're not going to have the opportunity to listen to the news or the weather at around 9, then let's look now. Here's the weather then for the Sunshine area. It'll be cloudy with outbreaks of rain, which may be heavy at times during the morning. By this afternoon, though, it should be brighter and drier. This evening, it'll be mainly dry with a few patches of mist as the night goes on, all right? But towards midnight, it should start to clear up just a little bit. Maximum temperatures today should be around 16 degrees centigrade, and winds will be light to moderate and variable this evening, all right? The outlook for tomorrow, sunny periods and showers. Which is just what they said it'd be yesterday, isn't it? Look at the way the weather looks today. Isn't it awful, eh? Take care on the roads. They're always very slippy when it rains. Hit and run. Yeah.
him that everybody knows. You fall in love and you feel the world, but soon you'll be looking for a long, long girl. She fill you up and then she let you down. The day's a number that she'll be around. She keep you hoping for a long, long while, and then she'll leave and have a satisfied smile. Don't matter what you say, around the bend, another heartache gonna soon begin. She'll be hidden in a blur of the sky, and when she's gone, there'll be tears in your eyes. Give her your love and you don't hold back, and then you find out her love was just an act. To her, your love is like a silly game. She's like a tiger that can't be tamed. She never stays.
From 1974, a little Motown fever for you, and the Contours and Hit and Run. I think their biggest hit actually was probably called Just a Little Misunderstanding, I think, which was released around about 1970-71. That's the Contours then. Are you celebrating your birthday today? Well, let's have a quick look at your stars, tell you what sort of day you're going to have as you creep into work now. If it's your birthday today, the restlessness you will feel in the next 6 months will change to a more contented state of mind by the new year. New year? 6 months away and they're talking about it already. You will begin to see your way ahead more clearly. People from your pasts are likely to flip back into your life, make your home life more settled and secure. That's if you celebrate your birthday today then, okay? If you celebrate it between May the 21st and June the 21st, then you're a Gemini. A loved one will present you with an intriguing proposition which will provide food for thought. The rest of the goodies lined up for you on the menu include a busy time catching up with telephone calls and letters. Looks as though it's going to be expensive, doesn't it? Let's just have a look here and see who celebrates their birthday with you and who will be doing those actual things. Myra Anderson, the singer, she's 44 today, and the ex-boxer, Chris Finnegan. I thought actually Chris Finnegan had tried to make a comeback and was boxing again. Perhaps I'm wrong. Must be. He's 40. Certainly too old to be boxing, I would have thought. And the film director, Tony Richardson, celebrates his 56th birthday today. They're the people celebrating their birthday with you. We'll take a break and we'll be back after the break with a little bit of Sister Sledge.
Sunshine Radio.
Where will you find Volvo, Subaru and Hyundai cars? And where will you find William A. Lewis? You'll find them all together at Bromfield Road in Ludlow. Hyundai and the new Hyundai Stella, where value for money takes on a new meaning. Italian-styled design and up-to-the-minute technology. The new Hyundai Stella 1600 range. The brand new four-door family-size cars with choice of five-speed gearbox. And at an astonishingly small price. See the new one to watch. The Hyundai Stella, along with Subarus and Volvos, at William A. Lewis, Bromfield Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4666. Ludlow 4666. R.A. Bache are sludge contractors of Bodnam, Hereford. They empty septic tanks. They clean drains. They offer a 24-hour service, taking calls at any hour of the day or night. They're the main contractors for the South Hereford Council and have been since 1969. Between them, Ron and Les have over 35 years' experience and distance is no object. R.A. Bache, sludge contractors, on Bodnam 441 or 442. Spare Tree Data of Council Buildings, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Telephone Tenbury Wells 811-353. Spare Tree Data offer a full range of computers for the trade and retail markets. They have computers to suit every requirement, starting from under £200 for your home, right up to the most sophisticated business systems. So whether you want games, word processing, accounts, stock control, or software written to order, with an after-sales service second to none, Spare Tree Data are the computer people for you. Telephone Spare Tree Data on Tenbury Wells 811-353. And when you think computer, think Spare Tree.
Sunshine Radio.
Thank you.
are the Sister Sledge, of course, and their brand new one. Nice to see him back in the charts. It's been a long time out, hasn't it, since we had great sounds like this one.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Going out especially to Keith, who's probably sitting at home with his feet up at the moment. Gave me a call the other day, he said, Steve, what is that record that was on TV the other evening? You know, the one that went... Missed it, never mind. Taking us up to news time at 9 o'clock, here's Sister Sledge with We Are Family.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The Ayatollah Khomeini has told Iranian troops massed on the border with Iraq that today could be an epic one in the war between the two countries. The Ayatollah's comments follow months of speculation that Iranian forces are planning a huge invasion of Iraqi territory aimed at capturing the oil port of Basra and eventually the capital Baghdad. Some intelligence reports say there are as many as 500,000 Iranian troops waiting to invade, and they point out that today is the anniversary of uprisings against the Shah, and this could be thought a good omen for a final assault. Here at home, Post Office Workers leader Alan Tuffin says he's not optimistic that an official mail strike can be averted. Unofficial action over a pay claim has already hit deliveries around the country, and thousands of post boxes have been sealed. This morning, Mr. Tuffin meets Post Office management to seek an improvement on the 4.5% pay offer. At the same time, the union executive will be meeting, and Mr. Tuffin says they'll be looking at a whole range of options for industrial action.
It's unlikely we'll go for a total national stoppage straight away. That is, unless the Post Office escalate it by sending our members home or suspending them from work. There's a range of options, a ban on overtime, one or two national days of protests, certain key workers being pulled out. After all, we've helped make the Post Office profitable, our members, as much as anybody. And if we can't get some recognition for that, my members are entitled to legitimately ask, well, what is the point?
President Reagan today has lunch with the Queen at Buckingham Palace, and later he meets Mrs. Thatcher for talks. They'll be discussing, among other things, East-West relations, the Gulf War, and the forthcoming economic summit. It's been revealed that the Queen and Prince Philip made a secret visit yesterday to the headquarters of the SAS regiment near Hereford. This report from Fraser Shepherd.
The royal couple flew into the Bradbury Lines headquarters by helicopter after spending the previous night at Princess Anne's home in Gloucestershire. Inside, they met senior ranking officers of the crack regiment, including Falklands veterans and survivors of an expedition to Mount Everest on which one soldier was killed. The Queen and Prince Philip were then shown around the base, which is currently undergoing a £14 million rebuilding programme. Virtually none of the officers knew the Queen was coming until she arrived, and then she slipped out as unceremoniously as she came, using the distinctive royal helicopter to get to a local airport before flying back to Heathrow. Fraser Shepherd, IRN, Herefordshire.
Prince Charles is taking part in the start of the D-Day anniversary ceremonies in Normandy today. He's joining veterans of the airborne landings to watch soldiers from Two Para reenact the airborne division's daring drop behind enemy lines. The pre-dawn action secured two vital bridges, stopping German tanks from attacking the eastern flank of the Allies' beachhead. As Colonel-in-Chief of the Parachute Regiment, the Prince will also be attending a remembrance service and will meet relatives of the men who died. Renewed shootings broken out around the holiest shrine of the Sikh religion, the Golden Temple in the Indian city of Amritsar. The Indian government claims that extremists held up in the temple are responsible for a wave of violence which has left 280 people dead. A curfew has been declared and the temple surrounded by troops. Sikh leaders have warned of widespread violence if the shrine's invaded. Independent Radio News.
And the weather for the Sunshine area will be cloudy with 8 breaks of rain, which may be heavy at times during the morning. This afternoon it should be brighter and a little bit drier. This evening it will be mainly dry with a few mist patches, okay? But this should clear as the night goes on. Maximum temperature today should be around 16 degrees centigrade. Winds will be light to moderate variable, and the outlook is sunny periods and showers. That's the weather for the Sunshine area.
This has been News and Weather together on Sunshine. 299 metres, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Four minutes past nine here on Sunshine. I'm in the hot seat now until I think 11 o'clock today. Stu Scott's the name. Music is the game. Don't forget the Superstore too. Will it be a number one today? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Denise Williams.
Baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway. And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. Cause every time he pulls me near, I just want to cheer. Let's hear for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand, yeah. Let's hear for my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one-man show. Oh, oh, oh.